Hi, it's Mike Church, founder of the Veritas Radio Network and the Crusade Channel. Maybe you didn't know this, so let me clue you in. We are a listener-owned radio enterprise, meaning we're the little guy, the underdog, a David in a stadium full of fake news Goliaths. So, in exchange for your listening to this awesome preview of one of our shows, Puddle's Pity Party, promise me you'll download our free app and use it to listen to that show when it's live. And number two, consider joining us and becoming a paying Founders Pass member by going to crusadechannel.com and clicking the join button at the top of any page. Now that's not asking too much, is it? So go ahead, relax, and enjoy the following feast of original programming exclusively here on the Crusade Channel. King Size Truth from Radio Size Speakers. One of the other comparisons that was used in one of these documentaries to describe how the Shroud of Turin, how the image on it was made, one of the other guys that I watched said, if you were an onlooker at Hiroshima, and you saw the moment, the detonation, the moment of detonation. Imagine that times 100,000. That's the power of the light that seared that image without destroying the cloth into the Shroud of Turin. So he actually said, imagine the power of looking at the epicenter, or ground zero, if you will, of where the blast went off in Hiroshima. That's how powerful, enough to sear the image into the Shroud of Turin, and also enough to have wiped from the face of the earth 100,000 humans. And in another part of the documentary, he showed these images that are still in Hiroshima. They're museum exhibits now, basically. And they are the ghosted images of people that were incinerated. And you can see these, you can see them in what are called blast shadows. It's just another example of how hot and how bright that light was, the force of the bomb. And the blast shadow, basically, here's what happens. The light that comes from the nuclear blast is so strong and so profound that when it hits an object, and an object being a man or a woman, the body blocks it as it's being incinerated. But the light still passes and then hits the wall behind where the person was standing. Let's see, there's two that I saw. There's one on a wall and there's one on the ground, shadow that was made. And the way the scientist explained it, and he uses in his explanation of the Shroud of Turin, the way he explained it is that the light basically bleached all the cloth or the wall where it hit, and the body, because the body blocked it while it was being incinerated, less of the light hit the wall and was able to discolor it or bleach it. So we have another historical example on August the 6th. Is this a coincidence? What was the Catholic feast day yesterday, Catholics? What was it? Christopher, do you know? Transfiguration. What happened at the Transfiguration? Well, according to the account that we get in Matthew, Mark, and Luke, our Lord's face shone as bright as the sun. So bright that the apostles couldn't look upon it because it would burn their eyes. is it a coincidence that the apostate Masonite, Harry Truman, had the bomb detonated on the 6th of August, 1945? I've never heard anyone ask an attempt to answer this question Save for one, and we've actually played this sermon here on the Crusade Channel on Sermon Sunday. One priest. I've only heard this reference or mentioned one time in history. And what the apostles saw on that day, just compare that. Think about this. What the apostles saw on Mount Tabor on that day of the Transfiguration was a preview. And it's solidified in, James, John, and Peter. Same three apostles that were chosen to pray with our Lord on Holy Thursday. It solidified in their mind his divinity and his glory, because they got a glimpse of, in seeing that light, they got a glimpse of just of the beauty and the majesty of heaven, what we call heaven. And how he might appear, or how he would appear if we were to gaze upon him through the beatific vision and to see him in heaven. Compare that to the light generated by Truman's nuking of the town of Hiroshima. Again, so bright and so concentrated and intense that it burned bleached images of people into walls, into concrete. So the city of man, we are America. We had to do this. We had to prevent. We saved millions of lives, says the myth. And ever since, the city of man, that is Mordor on the Potomac River, has used the mythology around the Hiroshima bombing, the horror of the Hiroshima bombing, to justify every single military action imaginable to this day.